Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Amy is on the phone, and Amy's not getting a call back because she sucks at making grilled cheese sandwiches.
No. Don't even say that to her.
Just the worst. Am I right, Amy?
Don't say that. I'm going to have to cut you if you keep talking like that.
See? And that's the kind of anger that really is behind the reason Amy thinks she's not getting a call back. She met this dude named Trevor online. They were talking about their love for grilled cheese sandwiches, so she invited him over to her place to make the best grilled cheese ever. She actually ended up kind of starting to burn the sandwich, and then when he tried to help her out, she yelled at him and said, "I could do it myself, you a-hole," and then went and locked herself in a room. And surprisingly, he stayed, and they finished the date, and she said he actually seemed like he had a great time. He even stayed the night on her couch, and they had a kiss.
Wow.
But now he's not calling her back, so we're going to get him on the phone and find out why.
And you did apologize for the freak out, but did you dwell on it too much?
I don't think so. I mean, it happened and then we laughed about it. So I don't really think that it could be that. But I don't know what else it could be either, though.
All right. Well, I'm going to dial his phone number and see if we can find out why. Okay?
Cool.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Trevor, please?
Yeah, this is Trevor.
Hey, Trevor, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, back.
Have you ever heard of Brooke and Jubal in the Morning before?
Yeah, I think.
Okay, what do you think it is then?
It's a vote of confidence.
You guys are like a radio show, right?
Yes.
A thing.
And have you ever really listened?
No, not really. I know the name, though.
Okay, cool. Well, that's a start. The reason I'm calling you today is because somebody who does listen to our show wanted us to call and get a hold of you.
Cool.
Could be cool, could not be cool. You don't know yet.
I guess not.
Her name is Amy.
Okay. Yeah.
And Amy made you a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yes, she did. Told you about that?
Yeah, she did tell us all about that. We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. So Amy wants to know why you're not calling her back after your date.
It's not that I'm not call, you know, this is not real. I don't want to, like,
it's not that I'm not calling her back, but I'm not calling her back.
Yeah.
I'm not calling. No, it's just, you know, I don't want to talk about that kind of thing. We had a nice time. You know, it's just one of those things.
Amy's the one that wants to know. I mean, we're asking on her behalf. She said she'd be willing to hear whatever it is.
I don't really know how much you guys already know. Like, how much do you guys know?
Well, we know that you bonded over grilled cheese sandwiches, and you went to her house, and she made you grilled cheese, but at one point, she kind of burned it and then yelled at you and stormed off to her room, and somehow you stuck around?
That was fun. No, the burning wasn't the thing. Like, she freaked out, but it was, like, cute. It was funny.
Wait, she slammed the pan down, called you an a-hole, and you thought that was hysterical?
No, I wasn't, like, dying laughing, but, like, that's not why I'm not calling back. That wasn't an issue at all.
Okay, so the anger issue is not a big deal with you.
No, but I slept on her couch. We didn't share a bed, so I'm not saying that at all. Okay. But before, like, she went to her room and I was on the couch, she had some pictures on the wall, like photographs, like professionally done ones that mm-hmm. people get. And they were of her and a guy embracing and, like, kissing. And these were, like, big pictures. These weren't, like, the little ones.
Whoa. Did they look like engagement photos or something, like that style?
Yeah, like that kind of thing. Like, you know, they hired a photographer to take pictures of them, like, holding each other and
Whoa.
Stuff. So I was just like, what are those?
And what'd she say?
She went, oh, that's my ex-fiance.
Whoa!
And I was just like, oh, that's weird.
If right. she's not currently with her fiance, then it's pretty strange to have engagement photos yeah. of herself
like
on
three
them.
Of them, though, hanging up, and they were big photos. I can't stress that enough. Like, they were big.
And you would think that if you're having a first date with a guy, that that would be, I don't know, something on the agenda to take down before he comes to your house.
Yeah, but I was willing, I guess, kind of to laugh it off because I am going to sleep there. I don't want it to be, like, super crazy weird.
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, we're still really good friends. So right there, I'm like, ugh, all right, cool, I guess. And then she says, I told him I would keep them up until I found someone that I could replace them with.
Whoa.
And
all
I
right.
was just like, oh, cool. And
that's awesome.
How great yeah. for you.
But, like, I'm sleeping on her couch. I'm not going to have, like, the greatest night's sleep. So I would, like, wake up and then just be looking at her and this, you know, ex-fiancé, like, kissing and holding each other.
And when you were looking Weird. At it, you weren't thinking, I hope that's me one day?
No, I wasn't. I was thinking I need to sleep off the few drinks that I had and get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, really fast.
Oh,
well,
Guys, I don't like how this is going. I'm not into this.
What's going on?
Oh, Trevor, that's Amy. She's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Yeah, I've been listening to the whole thing.
Hey.
I've been listening to the whole thing. Hi, it's nice to hear from you after 10 days.
It's nice to hear from you, too, after 10 days.
I am, like, so disgusted right now. I cannot believe that that's the reason that you're, like, not calling me or talking to me. Because it's a perfectly good reason.
What?
You have pictures of you and your ex-fiancé hanging
so
in your
what?
Place. How can you have a relationship?
Listen, I invited you into my home, and it's my space. And you asked,
what?
And I just met you. It was the first time I ever met you. You know, why? This guy is my best friend, okay? And yeah, we're broken up now, but he's a part of my life and he's a part of my history. And I talk to him every day and he's my best friend and I care for him. And I don't know why you're reacting like this. I don't think it's strange, you know? Wouldn't you have pictures of you and your best friend? So what? We're kissing in the photos.
What? Amy,
I
really?
Think that's the point, Amy.
Yeah.
I would never have pictures of me and another girl kissing if I had anyone I was kind of romantically interested in coming
Dude,
to my
I
home.
I met you for the first time. This is the first time I ever met you. I invited you to my house. And the only reason I invited you over is because we were talking about cooking and I wanted to cook you something. I'm not going to sit here and redecorate my house for some guy that, you know, I might not ever see again, which, by the way, I'm not going to because it's been 10 days since we spoke.
All right, whoa. You need to slow down. This sounds way crazier than I already imagined. You
crazy?
Sound like you...
Crazy? You think I'm crazy? Well, you know what? You sound jealous, and a real man doesn't get jealous of other guys. Get over it.
I don't even
Amy.
Know if that's necessarily jealousy. It's just I kind of don't want to see
I'm not
you...
jealous. I'm
you know what?
Out.
Amy, can't you see that maybe it's a red flag that you're not quite over your past engagement, that you haven't taken the photos down?
Sure, fine. It's a red flag to some stranger doesn't even know me, but I'm explaining to all of you people that he is my best friend and I care for him. And why should I take down photos for some guy I met online?
But
why would I do that?
I have pictures of my best friend in my house and none of them are me and that person embracing.
Oh, well, I feel really sorry for you because all of you apparently have a problem with intimacy.
Oh.
No, I do have a problem with intimacy. I'm willing to admit that. But it is strange to have a picture of your ex-fiance on your wall.
So.
You don't think so at all?
He's my best friend. He's
okay,
my best
but
friend.
Why don't you put some other pictures of you guys as best friends up and not the romantic ones?
Listen, I wake up every morning and I look at those photos and I set an affirmation for the day. And I say, I am going to find a best friend just like that. It's my motivation and it's what gets me through the day, okay?
Whoa.
Okay, instead of all that, why don't you just try some, like, orange juice and light exercise?
I don't think that's funny, and I don't appreciate your sarcastic tone, Trevor. I spent a lot of money on those damn photos. Why would I switch them out with some piece of crap?
Because you're not engaged anymore, Amy.
What are you, my therapist? Are you guys, like, my therapist now? Is that why I called into a radio show to get therapy? That's not why I called in. And I am so upset that these are the results that I'm getting from this.
guys, do you still need me on this one, or can I just bounce?
Actually, yeah. I need him real quick. Trevor, would you like to go on a second date with Amy? We will pay for it.
No.
Come on. One more date.
Make your own grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh,
I will happily make grilled cheese sandwiches alone. I don't want to.
You're never going to get one. You're never going to get one like I made ever again. You're never going to get another one like that.
Oh.
You mean burnt?
You are such an ass. Don't say anything about my fucking grilled cheeses, okay? Because you'll never get anything like that ever again.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Trevor.
Oh, my God.
It does sound like she hung up, too.
Dude, what was that? Are you serious? She is an insane person. Oh, my God.
Wow. I feel like you should have seen that coming after that whole burned grilled cheese incident.
I'm just happy I'm alive right now. I'm lucky I got out of there alive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.